Get it? The Bird Show.
In just a second, Mo is going to help out the mother of a Bird Show daughter, I guess so. In a really, really sweet way. We'll get to it in just 1 second. I did want to circle back with you, though, Mo. For those that didn't hear the last couple of days, Mo had a very important decision to make when it came to family versus career. And we've been following along with him for the last couple of days. And I wanted to know, did you tell your parents yesterday what your decision was and how did they react to it?
I didn't have to tell them because when I got off, I had learned that my grandmother, she listens. She doesn't miss a second of the Aww. Bird Show. So as soon as she heard it, she told the family that I was coming. And I had a lot of exciting family text messages. Then they felt like I made the right decision.
You want to just recap it real quick for those that didn't hear it? Because sure. We did it later in the show.
Sure. So my family put me in a tight spot accidentally because my dad's 50th birthday celebration is this weekend on Saturday. And I wanted to be there, obviously, to help celebrate with my family. But I had a tough decision to make because I had already had a prior obligation of where I was doing a show, a private show for a client, a high profile client who had a invited guest list of some very high profile celebrities who could potentially help change or the scope of my career. And so I had to decide, what do I do? Do I go and do the show as was always planned and put myself in a position where something great could happen? But that would obviously come at the expense of missing a milestone birthday for my dad, where my whole family will be there together celebrating, and I would have had to miss it. And I mean, I was conflicted for months over this.
I mean, you're talking about celebrities here within the comedic world that could change your career.
Big time.
So it was a big decision.
It was huge. But in the end, I couldn't see myself, I feel like I would have regretted not going to celebrate with my family more than missing the show. That's just how I'm built, and that's just who I am. I'm a family first kind of guy, and seeing those pictures and having that anxiety and knowing I didn't show up for my family, I couldn't live with that.
Do you think the regret would have been lessened from your own private island after this celebrity made you a huge celebrity and millions of dollars?
So you're saying the private client that was offering me the private show would have got me a private jet and a private island.
Yep.
And I chose my dad.
Yep.
You might be right about this one.
Time to rethink. All right, Katie here doesn't want help for herself. She wants some help for her daughter, who's kind of been done wrong by a parent within their community. Hey, Katie, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so you want to explain to everybody exactly what's going on with your daughter and this at-bat music and this strange parent?
Yeah, so I am part of a group chat for my daughter's softball team, and it's mostly the parents, but there are a few girls from the team on the group chat. Well, the other day, her coach had asked for their walkout song. So she asked that we, you know, get with our girls, ask what their walkout song is. And a walkout song is just a song that's played for like 15 to 30 seconds while you're up to bat. Well, my daughter had requested Carnival by Kanye West. And the very first response that I got from a parent was, you know, and I quote, "This is why God is angry with our nation." Which really took me aback because I do believe that two things can be true at the same time. You can love the Lord and love rap music. So instead of, you know, letting it just fuel this fire in me, I thought, why not contact the Bert Show and see if Mo can write my daughter a custom rap?
Katie, let me ask you a question because I'm not familiar, I don't think, with the song. Was the response from the parent just that they were upset that rap music is not God's music, or is there something within this song that she was offended by?
I think it's just cussing in general, which we're not part of a Christian team. And the girls, I mean, they're teenagers, but they're still young. We would have picked an edited version. You know what I mean? We would have never sent her out with cuss words on it.
Well, it certainly could have been handled better by the other parent. I mean, all they had to do is express some concern rather than bring in the Lord into it.
They went for the top shelf response.
they went right to the top.
All right, so what exactly was Mo's assignment?
So I requested for him to write just a walkout song for her. I gave him a few of the details. So this will actually be the song that we play for tomorrow's opening day game. while she is up to bat.
Okay. Okay.
No pressure.
No pressure at all, right? I was excited to do this, though. This was a fun assignment. So I dug deep, and I did what I could, and I hope she loves it, man.
You've got a couple of people to impress here. Katie, her daughter, the other parent, and Jesus is listening also.
Yeah, this is quite the crowd. Yeah. To do this in front of.
Don't mess up.
I'm going to try not to. Let's get into it. Molly, 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 it's your time to shine. Step up to the plate, cause you're a winner by design. Get them hits, run them lines, swing that bat, that's a dime. Make them pay, that's a fine. Yeah, she does this every time. Bulldog, she's a leader. They gon' need a breather. No one can defeat her, she's a beast. Gotta feed her, whether shortstop or catcher. No, she going hard. You can love rap and still be in love with God. So keep doing what you must. And you, they'll learn to trust. You just let them fuss while you leave them in the dust. Get that hit, run that base, keep that game on your face so they know it's not safe. Put them all in their place. Molly, Molly.
Okay.
That might be my favorite one you've ever done.
I told you, I was excited about this one.
Dude, I got the goosebumps. Yeah. She got knocked that ass out of the box.
Katie, that going to be good?
Oh, my God, that is perfect. Thank you so much, Mo.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
We need video.
Yes, we do.
Of her going to bat while everybody listens to that song. Can you do that for us, Katie?
I can do that for you guys.
I would love that.
Looking forward to the game and catching up with you on Monday. That's awesome.
Thank you guys so much.
Great job, dude. Really great job.
Love it.
I agree. I concur. I think that was my favorite ever.
Get it. The Burt Show.